Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, July 27th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $30 billion. That was the value of an agreed-upon merger between two of the world's largest insurance brokers, Aon and Willis Towers Watson. As of yesterday, that deal is off. The U.S. Justice Department sued to block the merger last month, arguing that it would reduce competition and lead to higher prices in the insurance market. The companies have now decided to drop the deal, rather than put up with months of litigation. The markets in which Aon and Willis Towers Watson participate have already seen a lot of consolidation. Aon bulked up via a merger with Hewitt Associates a decade ago, and Willis Towers Watson was once three separate companies with each of those names. And industry leader Marsh McLennan has been on an acquisition spree of its own in recent years. Regulators now appear to be waking up. The next number up is negative 1.1%. That was the real yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note yesterday. It's a record low. The real yield on a security is the return that investors get after subtracting inflation. Right now, inflation is running hot while bond yields are ultra-low. That makes for negative real yields. It's a challenge for individual investors and institutions like pension funds that rely on safe and steady cash flows. Government debt in the U.S. and most other developed countries is guaranteed to lose value after inflation these days. That has been a major force pushing investors into the stock market and other risky assets. Safe bonds just aren't attractive investments right now, and it can feel as if there is no alternative to stocks, even when they're trading at expensive valuations. Our last number is 23%. That's how much of the S&P 500's value is in just the top five big tech companies in the index. They are Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Alphabet, and Facebook. All are worth more than $1 trillion. Their share of the S&P 500 is up by almost 5 percentage points since the start of last year. All five big tech companies report earnings this week, starting with Apple, Microsoft, and Alphabet today. Facebook reports tomorrow, followed by Amazon on Thursday. For Google parent Alphabet, a post-pandemic rebound in advertising sales is expected. Microsoft is seen continuing to benefit from growth on several fronts, including cloud computing, video games, and cloud software subscriptions. Apple investors, meanwhile, likely have their sights set further ahead than last quarter's results. The next iPhone lineup is about to be revealed, and the outlook for that cycle tends to take over the Apple investment thesis around this time of the year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, July 27th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.